Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House. Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Yo, welcome back to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. I am your host, Rome Green Jr. in the building. With me, I got Cam.
I'm upset.
I got Emmanuel.
I feel good.
You feel good?
Yeah, I'm straight.
All right, cool. Why you upset, Cam?
Well, let's start with this Rex Chapman.
Oh, yeah. Real quick. I just had to show y'all this video. We do skits. We do comedy.
Yeah.
And, you know, right now we have a lot of time. We're in isolation. We got a lot of time to watch what people are doing on the internet. And y'all not going to see this. But I'm going to tell you, go check it out. It's on a guy named Rex Chapman's
Oh,
Twitter.
I seen that video.
You seen this guy? Yeah. Duh, this shit had me dying.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I seen it. Yeah, you I seen it. Yeah. That was great too. Yeah, I seen it.
That was a good joke.
But basically, since y'all seen it already,
yeah,
motherfucker, this dude's saying that this hoe came walking down the street in some backwoods somewhere. I don't know. Yeah, in the country somewhere. He said this prostitute came down the street and offered me a blowjob and a donut if I could give her something.
Yeah,
I could take it to the next spot or something. And he was like, it's crazy. I don't know what she was thinking. But last time I seen her, she was headed that way. When he held up his hand, this nigga had a donut in his hand, half bitten. And he said she went somewhere that way. I thought that shit was
funny.
It was comedy genius. Gold. Man, like, it's one of those jokes that I got jealous of.
Yeah, you know, that was a good joke.
A couple occasions we get jealous. Yeah. Like, yo. I wish I thought.
Especially because you—that's the only thing you see. Like it's just woods.
Yeah,
it's just him talking.
He's speaking from his POV. You got the camera.
And then he points with that donut, and I was like, "This is a phenomenal joke."
She offered me a blowjob and a donut. This nigga held up the donut to show where he didn't have to say. So after I did it, you know, he just held up the donut and said, "I think she went somewhere that way."
Yeah.
Died.
Done. Yeah. No, that was
great comedy. Internet, y'all fantastic.
Yeah. Great. Yep. Great. This is what being in the house gets you.
Your brain starts
circulating different forms of comedy, yeah. And that's a great one.
Bored as fuck.
Yeah, bored as fuck comedy. That sounds like a group.
Right. Bored as fuck comedy bored coming to YouTube. Well, so why are you upset?
Yeah, why are you upset?
I got scammed.
Ooh. Oh man.
How'd you get scammed?
And while I'm upset, I haven't been scammed since 2011.
Damn. That's 9 years.
That's 9 years.
You know, they got me. And I'm upset because I didn't implement what I usually implement, so they don't get me.
Which is?
double check everything. Let me type this company into Google.
A little R&D.
Look up reviews. Let me see. But you know, it was on a trusted site.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a little excited.
Mm-hmm.
I just made an impromptu decision and bought this thing, and that was 2 months ago. It ain't here.
Yeah.
So can you say the exact details?
I think I know what he's talking about now.
Yeah. It was a star projector, because yep. I'm a sucker for those things. I used to have a wave projector that goes on my roof, and it looks like it's water waves on my roof at night. So I was getting one that did stars, like a whole galaxy. Mm-hmm. That, like, it looked crazy. I'm a sucker for that. So I'm looking at the video, like, cool. And it's on IG. It's a sponsor ad on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, they did their due diligence. It was late at night when I bought it. So I'm like, they do their due diligence. I don't need to do. I'm looking at all the reviews. It got like 2 million views. Other people saying they bought it already. I'm like, oh, I want this. I'm like, F it. Go to the site.
Yep.
The site looks legit. I didn't think nothing. I got it. Nothing.
So the whole shit is fake? The whole product, everything's fake?
No. The product is not necessarily fake, but what I think they're doing, they're getting the money, and then they make excuses like, so many back orders, we can't ship it. So when I finally did some more digging, I found this forum, and everyone's in there. This is a fucking scam. I got my project order this 2 months ago, 3 months ago. Luckily, people that did it on PayPal were able to get their money back from PayPal. That's a thing that, you know, but right. I didn't do it through PayPal. I just did it through my debit. So everyone did it like that. That's it. You lost your money.
You can't call the bank nothing.
I've seen all those. I call my bank. It's nothing. It's just nothing. Yeah,
and now, was it a significant amount of money that you bought it? Like, how much?
No. It was like 35.
But still, it's the principle.
Yeah, I'm not mad about the
35.
Money.
35.
Yeah, that's $35.
Fuck.
That's like that shit.
Fuck?
That's like a 20, a 10, and a 5, nigga. Crazy.
How much you said that was?
A 20, a 10, and a 5.
I didn't even know about the 5.
Yeah, you didn't know about the 5.
I didn't even know about the 5.
I didn't even throw in the tax. It was probably like 38.
Shit. That's 3 more ones.
Yeah.
That's 3 more ones.
Fucking up right now. What we
don't step on your glasses. Don't step on your glasses.
Where you going?
How you let $35 get you scammed?
Sit down.
And you said it was more like what?
Sit down.
Probably 38.
Sit down now.
With your taxes.
You're scaring us. You done lost your glasses. You can't see where you going.
Now look. Look,
I lost $35, dog.
I'm not mad about the money.
Yeah,
I'm mad about the principle, how it makes you feel. When you get scammed, you feel dirty.
And what? Here's the thing, though.
Feel like you kind of got a little like.
I got touched.
Mentally touched.
You got touched. You got mentally molested.
You got mentally molested.
Then I was a trigger point for him without even me knowing I was a trigger point.
This is when I found out. This is when I found out.
I tell you. So I too ordered one. Unknowingly,
not from there.
I got mine in on Friday. I opened it up on Saturday, plugged it up. Looks beautiful.
Right.
Cam, I went to Cam. I said, "Oh, the star projector I got looks great." He said, "Man, what the fuck?" Immediately, I was like, "Oh, something's wrong here," because I triggered him with what I said about star projector, right. And I was like, "What's wrong?" He was like, "I ordered mine 2 months ago," and I was like, "Oh, I didn't know that." And then he came in the room and seen it. And I could just see the frustration in his face.
That's when I started digging. And that's when I realized I got scammed.
I don't have no pity for a nigga that got scammed out of $35. You better eat that shit and go about your business.
I mean, he is eating it, but it's just frustrating because I know he wanted his star projector.
I had a long streak of not getting scammed. I thought I was better than this, and a nigga got me. So now I'm back. Ain't nobody scammed me for nothing.
Nine.
I'm back on my shit. Back. So y'all scammers, you fucked up.
But the star projectors are great because, especially for niggas like us in here, we like space shit, and that shit look nice.
That's my shit, man.
It just look nice.
So you got it right now? You turned it on?
Oh, yeah.
Not the same one I got.
Not the same one, but yeah.
Have you had it since before the quarantine, or you got it after?
I just got it Friday.
Oh, you just, okay, so yeah, you can't have sex to it yet. Wow.
No, I'm chilling.
I would think that's like one of the benefits of sex.
Yeah, I mean,
while gazing at the stars.
Yeah, possibly. It's probably a mood.
You know what I'm saying? It's a Drake mood.
Yeah.
It
switches from, mine goes from blue to green to red to like a purple, and then they got the moon in there.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
man.
It's cool.
That shit gay.
But are people even like, I think people are now to the point where they're scared of fucking.
Why are they scared of fucking?
It's because it's a, I guess more cases are being spread. Like I'm talking about not personal fucking with your significant other, but like new fucking.
Somebody coming over.
Yeah, somebody.
Not even if it's new, just someone coming over.
Yeah, people are just a little nervous.
They're nervous.
A little nervous about it, and which is understandable because you're coming from outside to the inside. You know, germs and. You might have walked through a sneeze from somebody. You don't know.
That's your fault.
Well, yeah, if you walking through sneezes, that is your fault.
What if you bike through a sneeze? Because I be biking, and I get worried that I'm going to pass somebody as soon as I'm about to pass. Yeah. And it hits me all in my face. I fall off my bike. I die.
That's like a gunshot.
I die, and then they say, oh, he also had coronavirus.
That's a sneeze bite.
I'm just glad the world has cut up to my sneeze fears.
Yeah, that's a sneeze.
I've been scared of sneezes for years. Yeah, I've been trying to tell y'all, people look at me funny, but ain't nobody laughing now.
Yeah, man, that's a...
are like the serious, like...
Yeah, it's not. It was not. It's
ain't with that sneeze.
Yeah, you can't... What you would call
I'm
that...
I'm talking about, like, when we say that, there's there are people that are germaphobes, don't sneeze around me. Okay, cool. But there are some people that will literally leave the room. If somebody sneezes, even if it's in their,
arm, elbow sneeze.
Elbows behind it. What's this?
Your middle arm.
Your elbow face.
Your elbow face.
Your elbow's the back of the head.
Your elbow face.
Yeah, you sneeze into your elbow's face, which they say you're supposed to do, but people still walk out.
That's a title consideration.
Yeah, your elbow's face.
But hey, speaking of sex.
Yes.
So. NYC Health released this, and it says sex and coronavirus disease 2019.
Yep.
All New Yorkers should stay home and minimize contact with others to reduce the spread of COVID-19, right? Mm-hmm. But can you have sex? Mm-hmm. Here's some tips for you on how to enjoy sex and avoiding spreading COVID-19. Know how COVID-19 spreads. You could get COVID-19 from a person who has it. Mm-hmm. The virus can spread to people who are within about 6 feet of a person. Blah, blah, blah. So it talks about that.
I don't think he prepared.
I'm trying to get to the funny part.
Yeah.
Okay. Have sex with people who choose you.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, because if not, it's rape.
Yeah,
they suggest masturbation will not spread COVID-19. So that's the number one suggested thing.
Oh, for sure.
Masturbation.
Yeah.
The next safest partner is with someone you live with. Okay? Someone you don't go out with.
This is common sense.
Yeah.
Well, fuck it then.
It is. I'm waiting to get some.
It was funny just to me that they put out a whole list about literally
Niggas
having sex.
Because people are nervous and they don't know how they. People are nervous and they're not sure what are the basic steps to having sex while corona is going on. But it's like, if you have common sense, you just know, like, if you're already in the house with your wife or whoever it is, cool, you can have sex with them. I wouldn't just be inviting people over.
But the question is when you're single right now during this time, and you ain't got nobody to have sex with.
Masturbate. Yeah, masturbate. Go on a
sabbatical. Wet dreams?
Go on a sabbatical.
Do those still work?
I mean, people probably still have them, but you gotta masturbate. You just gotta let it out, do it yourself, and then, you know, when the times come back, that way, you know what, it's almost like a fun game, like you build it up, you build it up, and then, like, then when it happens, when we can get back out of here and, you know, and get on the move, then you can.
It's gonna be a lot of babies conceived it's gonna be a lot of corona babies.
A lot of corona babies.
That's what we're gonna say in the future. You're a corona baby.
Yeah.
Damn, a corona baby. And I told y'all that the people that are born during 9/11. Are graduating during COVID-19. That's fucking.
Well, ain't nobody graduating right now because niggas out of school.
Exactly. I mean, you ain't even. Your whole shit's fucked up. So.
Everything's messed up.
So I was upset about the scam.
Yep.
And I'm also been frustrated.
Okay.
And this is minor.
So you upset and frustrated?
Yes.
I'm upset.
And but I think a lot of people gonna relate to this. I'm upset with IG right now because there's so many people on live. I can't get to my stories. I be swiping forever just to get to stories I just want to watch because everybody on Instagram live. Oh, and I'm sick of it.
It is
all live. Y'all ain't that interesting to be on live.
God damn.
It is live.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
Yeah, some people.
Sometimes
are,
I be clicking them by mistake. It'd be one person in that room. Get out of there.
No, honestly, and sometimes it'd be two friends just talking. I'm like, y'all can FaceTime.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, y'all can FaceTime. Y'all don't need to be on here just talking.
They in the same room?
No, no, I'm saying it'd be like two friends who know each other. They'd just be talking. No, go on FaceTime. And talk. Right, you don't bring that to live.
No, but they gotta let the whole world see it.
That they FaceTime.
But it's not. It'd be two people in the room.
Yeah, but like, they, okay,
get out of there.
Yeah, get out of there. Stop.
Like, so it's slowing down the whole of Instagram.
No, not the whole. But it is. All right, let me show you. Is this frustrating?
It's at the top.
It's at the top. So okay. When you come on your IG, it is funny.
Who's that?
Ooh. Right now, I guess ain't nobody on live.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
Usually in the afternoons, is when they start piling up the lives at the top.
That's by the time niggas start getting bored.
Yeah,
and I was like,
yeah, they don't work right now.
Right now,
it's funny. Ain't nobody on live.
Yeah,
everybody trying to get their Monday
like
started.
For hours.
Yeah, house.
Usually all of this would be lives, and then I got to scroll just to get to regular stories.
Yeah. I would bet you towards the end of the week it'll be more like that.
Probably. You know, and then and then another thing is, like, that's going on top of story. So low key, you might miss people's stories who you want to see. Maybe it's business people, whoever. And then also the algorithm is so fucked up at this point. It's people that I forgot I have on IG. And I'm like, oh shoot, I do follow them.
Right.
I've been looking for them. Like even Wes, I haven't seen Wes's post, and I haven't seen his post on my page in so long. I'm like, I don't know what the algorithm got going on or what, but it's barely showing you people.
Algorithm got corona.
The algorithm got corona. It's out here acting wild, but I understand what Cam is saying. It's like, all y'all don't need to be on live.
All y'all don't need to be on here. Yeah, I be accidentally, you know, because I'm trying to click on like my DMs or something, and then I accidentally click your live.
Yeah.
And it's like three people in there. I'm like,
what we did on live the other day, that was deserved. We preview some of Tropical Storm. We were bouncing around having fun. That was fun. It was an experience.
If you gonna come on there, be entertaining. You gotta entertain these people. I don't want, you know, like Kevin Hart. Well, I like what Kevin Hart's doing. He's telling like stories.
Yeah, that's
not on his live, but this on his feed.
That's fun.
Dumb shits. Fun.
That's fun.
He's just telling different stories.
Yeah, just
yeah. He's calling them confessions from the heart.
Yeah.
Mm. Every couple of days, he's tell a different story. The max has been like 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's just funny.
Great. He a great storyteller. So they funny.
That's a nigga that knows how to make some content.
And so the lives are going on. And speaking of lives, there's the DJ D Nice, right? Mm. So
we all went to the club.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
Club quarantine. That's a beautiful thing. Like, at first, I didn't know what was going on, but I...
started trending, right?
My homegirl Destiny hit me and was like, yo, you should check out D-Nice's live. And I was like, all right, cool. So I go in there, and I'm just in there for a second. I'm see he DJing. But then I look, and it's 160,000 people in there. I said...
Well, you talking about the one from yesterday, then.
Yeah, I was...
The first one didn't get... This one was even bigger. The first one didn't get that big.
I was like 160,000. But then I was like, okay, what we... And then he just started jamming, and I was like, okay, all right, cool. And then he was like announcing people that was coming in, like Mark Zuckerberg and Michelle Obama and all type of stuff. And I was like, this is actually a really cool idea.
The first thing I thought of, Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Mike would have been doing this.
That's the first thing I thought
perfect
of.
Perfect. But he was doing it for a minute, too, right? Like 5 hours?
No, the first one was 9 hours.
First one was nine hours. Yeah. First one, he was on there. Then this one, I don't think it was as long. But
yeah, that was long, too, because I was watching the majority of it.
Yeah, he said
followers shot up crazy, too.
Yeah, he said he's going to continue to do it until, people don't want it no more. But, people love music, so they're going to be sitting in their house, plug it up. And
especially right now.
Yeah, plug it up and let it ride. Oh, yeah.
Well, it was funny after I seen him do it. I seen so many on my lives, so many DJs going live DJing, but they wasn't getting those numbers.
Yeah, he established the brand now.
Yeah, it's him like, now.
If you're looking for online music, DJ playing, you're going to think it'd be nice. So that's
I think even with Kevin Hart is doing, even if we got on live and told a story, because I think we got so many random stories that are just funny. We could do that too. I feel like we could do that same
like,
thing.
Oh, just story wise.
I'll pop on live and be like, hey, y'all, we're going to tell a story real quick. Put on your feed, whatever, you know.
Because it's even funnier after you watch it and then you start reading the comments.
Yeah.
Why would you put it on your feet?
Feed.
Oh, okay.
You thought he said feet?
I thought he said feet. Put it on your feet. I was like, what that got to do? It's hot.
Put it on your feet. Don't put it on your feed.
All right, I found the funny part of this.
Go ahead.
Don't say no regular ass shit.
No. Don't come in here with that silly ass shit.
Taking care during sex. Kissing can easily pass COVID. Avoid kissing anybody. Rimming, mouth to anus, might spread COVID-19. Virus is in feces and may enter your mouth. Condoms can reduce contact with, you know that.
Yeah, yeah.
And feces for anal sex. So condoms can protect against the feces
for anal sex.
Of COVID-19 for anal sex.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it just says washing up after. But the most important thing was rimming ass to mouth.
So I'm an advocate of eating ass as a man, the woman that you love and the woman that you want to be with. Mm-hmm. I'm an advocate for it. But there is no better time to not eat ass than right now. This is not the time to eat if you out just randomly eating ass. You know what I'm saying? Because some people get nasty. They just want to eat. They might get back there and be like, fuck it. This ain't the time for fuck it. I'm eating ass.
But not even with your girl?
With your girl,
but think about that, too. Because possibly, she could have it if you ain't get tested.
But here's the thing. If she got it, y'all live together, you already got it.
Because Idris Elba's wife got it, and she chose to stuck by it. I mean,
so she was eating his ass.
No, I'm not sure if she was eating his ass. That's a whole nother. She might be. I don't know what type of shit they are.
I mean, you know.
Idris might be getting his elbow. But anyway.
Come on, man. R. Shelley's and now this.
But I'm just saying, this is the time to if you already live with somebody, like Cam said, you probably are. Like,
you got it if y'all living together.
Especially if you choose not to separate.
If one person in this house had it, everybody had it.
Everybody got it. Yeah, it is what it is.
That's great.
But you can't be out here all willy-nilly with your willy right now.
Willy-nilly with your willy.
Yeah, you can't be out here willy-nilly
title
with your willy.
Consideration.
But now we know with your ass. And your mouth.
And your mouth. But rimming just sounds so wild.
It just sounds rimming. Rimming. That's white people's, you know.
Yeah.
We just say eating ass.
Yeah, we eating ass.
Is that better?
I think so.
Is that better?
I think so.
Eating ass?
I don't know. Rimming is more political.
I mean, I don't know if you're going to eat ass or dunk when you say rimming. You rimming?
Hey, dog, I'm about to go rim. What park y'all going to?
And how big is ass?
Leave it at that. No. That's a good
question. But anyway.
So, Corona update for L.A. is we're shut down to the 19th of April.
Yeah.
Which means for us, only things that will be open are grocery stores, banks.
And legs.
Legs inside the house. Mm-hmm. You done threw me off. Well, that's what was the first thing.
Grocery stores, banks.
No, I said laundromat. Laundromat, banks, hospitals, grocery stores, and restaurants is for takeout. Yeah. Everything else is closed.
And have any of you eaten any takeout since this is going on?
No.
Takeout?
Yeah. No. Like, have you ordered anything? Have you been
since it started?
Since this started.
Yes, I have. Yes,
what you
I
eat?
I had something from a diner called Beeps. It's around.
Oh yeah, you definitely got it.
I was thinking about the other day when I was walking with about getting a little breakfast sandwich, but then I was like, man, I got a bunch of food now.
But I think they closed.
They are.
I looked there. I was like, I didn't see nobody in there, so they might have shut down too.
You know, I feel bad for her.
Yeah.
I remember one day I went in there.
That would have been just today, though. You're saying. Starting today, all those are closed. Outside of the grocery store.
That's been going on Thursday.
Thursday, yeah. Thursday, Wednesday,
but
Thursday.
There's still restaurants open and stuff.
Restaurants can be open. It's
but
for
not takeout.
You can't
right.
Yeah. Okay. But I'm saying I feel bad for that sandwich shop because I remember I went in there one day. She was like, yeah, it's rough. We can never take vacation because bills. We got to just work this sustain. So it's like if that's getting left out.
Did you turn to her and be like, your people brought this here?
This was a long time.
I wasn't even going to bring up that she was Chinese, but the lady's Chinese.
Your people!
Yeah, I've been supporting her ever since. That's why I go get my sandwiches to help her out. I felt bad
she
for
cool.
her.
She cool. I mean,
she's real cool. But if she if they're closed, now I'm a little worried for her. Because I don't think she, the way she was talking, she can't survive.
I looked and we might have been out at a different time when I looked over there. So possibly they could be open. But when I looked, it was shut down. I thought it was at a time that where they usually would be open. So
right.
I'm not sure. They might be open.
I got a real question for y'all. It's a little serious, but
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Like, a lot of people, you know, and this is, you know, not a racist take or anything, like, but this is all China's fault, right?
I don't know. I ain't got all the information. That's what people are mad at Trump.
Based on the information we have.
Well, Trump is saying, like, it started in China. That's why he's calling it the Chinese virus. And not, because he said Chinese people tried to say it was U.S. soldiers that did it, mm-hmm. that brought it to them over there. So that's why they fight back and forth. But honestly, I don't know.
We can't say.
I haven't looked into that part of it to see the origin of it. But I believe the theory maybe it came from, like, you know, the bats and all that shit, or something crazy people were eating.
Stop eating this nasty shit, man.
That's what it is. Stop eating this
ghoulish ass food.
Ghoulish food.
Fucking, like, what are y'all doing, man?
I just imagine a dinner table full of goons. I'm like, yeah, bring out the ghoulish food. Yeah,
like fucking gargoyles. No, they eating the gargoyles. That's why I'm like, stop eating this random bizarre food.
They eating vampire,
like vampire meat.
But I look at it like this: everything probably was bizarre at first. Someone had to be the first one to try.
But we know better now. We have a lot more information now of what is good.
Niggas out here,
most niggas here are going vegan now, not even eating meat.
Most of shit. Like,
niggas still eating bats.
Niggas out here eating blood stuff.
Blood in London, they got that blood pudding shit.
No,
I think white people and Asian people got the weirdest shit. They eat the weirdest shit, honestly. Like white people, like Europeans.
Chitlins is weird.
Chitlins is weird.
But we didn't eat chitlins until they made us.
For sure.
But we didn't eat that shit.
But we also have the information that niggas is eating chitlins.
No, I'm just saying. Look.
Chitlins.
Come back to my point.
Yeah.
This is China's fault.
Niggas still eating that jack in the box.
Not the Chinese people. Yeah. Okay. This has nothing to do with the China. this has nothing to do with Chinese people. Okay. Yeah. Like, this is not their fault. Chinese Americans, the China people, outside of that shit, they be eating.
Yeah.
But this is the Chinese government's fault. Okay. There literally is evidence, and I mean, it's known now that a doctor was being suppressed to releasing out information about the coronavirus well mm-hmm. ahead of it outbreaking to mm-hmm. the Chinese government, and they shut it down, right? Mm-hmm. And that doctor ended up dying, okay? Mm-hmm. And now there's more evidence, because this is a communist government, mm-hmm. that they're shutting down civilians in their country from talking more about this, and now they're saying that the coronavirus is going down. But we don't know. There's video evidence of, if you go online now, you're seeing the Chinese people coming out with videos of body bags and stuff, mm-hmm. of now the people that released those videos, government officials coming to their house. Some of them are disappearing. Like, it's because of the suppression of information.
That's the thing.
It's because of the suppression of information from that government that we are in the place we're in right now, the whole world.
So
we got Emmanuel Jones Olympics, on the podcast.
This is my question. If the Olympics come back,
yeah,
do we kick China out? Should China be kicked out of the Olympics?
I don't think the Olympics going to happen, honestly.
Yeah,
let's just say they do. They might not happen. They would have to wait until next year, right? Next summer.
Probably.
Should China be kicked out of the Olympics?
No.
How else do you punish?
Because look at it like this. You can't just kick out one country.
Yeah.
That's not going to work because a lot of countries have it. So
it's not about having it. It's about punishing China for what they did.
That's hard proven facts.
I can't say this,
but we still don't know if it's fact or not. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, but I'm just saying, okay, obviously, I'm saying based on the information we had, it looks like it's done. It's all evidence pointing towards them right now.
Like the Olympics, you have to be very careful.
Yeah, they
gotta
be careful how they do that.
Make a decision that y'all can't be in this. It has to be 100% fact.
Because it's going
to
be some backlash.
Of, you know, I see this. I seen that. It's going to be huge backlash.
Yeah.
But the issue that...
I hate to punish the athletes, you know, that work so hard to be a part of it. I'm just saying, like, I hate to kick out China's athletes because they work hard, probably get there. But I'm just saying, to punish the government, how as a world do you say, yo, you can't let this happen again. You're not going to be... You know what I mean? You can't be... If you're suppressing this... They're saying Russia, same thing. Like they're reporting one or two corona cases while nurses and doctors are coming out saying, yo, this shit is everywhere.
Here's the thing about the Olympics, though, what they're facing. First is in Japan. Now, it's a lot of people out there that are scared of Asian people right now because of coronavirus. A lot of people mad at Asian people because of coronavirus.
I seen some Asians doing that on my computer. Pornhub. Sorry, go ahead.
So what they're facing?
Were they eating bats?
No, they weren't eating bats. Okay. They were eating ass.
They need to stop. Stop eating ass.
That's a good full circle moment right there. But what they're facing is this in Japan. So a lot of people already not gonna want to go. First, restrictions on travel gonna make it hard.
Yeah,
a lot of people being scared not gonna want to go.
Yeah.
So it's like you're gonna lose so much money. It's no point in even having this. Just cut your losses while you're ahead because it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And what's bad, Japan may get mad because they built all this infrastructure. They're going to be losing money. But it's just you got to be safe because they was talking about at first maybe having the games without a crowd like the NBA were doing. But now everyone is canceling everything.
Yeah,
so Olympics has got to cancel because niggas ain't going.
Niggas not going. People are too on edge right now to even consider – like, all right, I'm going to go put my life at risk to watch these games. Niggas ain't got time
especially
for
that long
games.
Of a flight.
Yeah.
16 hours trapped with people.
Oh, yeah. That's
have
a,
you
that's
ever
a long
went 16
flight.
Hours without sneezing?
I mean, yeah, but.
I haven't sneezed in about 3 days. Yeah. But I wanted to be a little dramatic.
Yeah, for sure. I get it. So I don't know, man, which is going to be wild because then they're going to have to move it to next year, which is going to throw the numbers off. And they got to reconfigure the years ahead. Like it's
No, you don't. You just do it and then you get right back on schedule.
Oh, so don't do that. So it'll be the next 3 years instead.
Yeah, it'd be the next one at this regular date and continue.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't push it back necessarily either because it fucks up all the athletes' training period.
That's true.
Right now they can't train the same and it takes like for a track athlete, they train for months to get prepared for a certain date.
Oh yeah.
And if you throw that off, it just kind of fucks that all up.
But that's for all them sports.
All the sports, I'm just putting out track specifically.
I'm just thinking about the wear and tear on a body. Of like it just not wear and tear, but like I wonder at what age do they finally start like breaking down? Even if you're in good shape, the Olympians and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like I was just thinking about that because
it depends how much
money you got because like LeBron puts $1 million in his body,
yeah,
right,
a year for physical training and recovery. So if you got that type of money,
then you can.
You probably that's why LeBron has never really had a serious injury outside of a broken nose.
Do you think this was the year the Lakers might have pulled something wild off?
I think so. That's why I'm upset because I feel like this was their year, man.
Yeah.
It was shaping up to be that, and now I don't think they're coming back.
Yeah, I don't think
NBA season done, and that sucks.
I think it was gonna be a great playoff.
Yes,
I think it was gonna be a great playoff.
That sucks. Yeah.
That's because
the only thing they could do is possibly come back. Like, all right, whoever was this? These are the standings. These are the teams that made it. I'm sorry if you went hunt, and we just start from here. That's the only thing they could do.
if they were to come back. But
it's just, it's so tough because it's an arena full of people, it's teams full of people, it's, and it's just like, there's no way they can do it right now because shit keeps spreading.
Honestly, I'm way more concerned about NFL right now.
Me too.
I'm concerned, man, because it's starting to get to that point.
We're going to be approaching
what? We got the draft and mini camps and OTAs, all that. Like, I think they already pushed back OTAs.
Well, they just, like, for cancel it, like, no meeting.
I think the only way they'll cancel it is if this keeps, if it hits a cap of some sort, or just like a curve where it's like, it starts to diminish a little bit, they'll leave it. But if it keeps spreading, I think that's
gonna see. Here's the thing that's the issue: the regular season don't start until like September.
Yeah, true.
So September and October, all that. Mm-hmm. But what's going to affect it if we don't have no training camp or mini camps? Because like, if you can't prepare, then what's the season going to be? Even it's even worse for teams like us who all got new coaches that need to implement their scheme.
Yeah,
true.
And all of this stuff. So it, like, it may be slow starts for teams that's with new coaches. If we can't get into training camps and all that, so I don't know. Or they may have to, you know, we got a certain amount of practices we could do because of CBA, but they may be able to add extra practices if we do miss time. That's all I can think of.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. I'm scared they're gonna push the season back.
Yeah. I ain't fucking with that.
I ain't fucking with that.
You know, obviously,
I done got scammed. Now you're trying to take football away from me?
And obviously, there's more important shit in the world to worry about.
No, it's not. Just
but honestly, man, that's like our escape. You know what I'm saying? That's the best, one of the best escapes in America to me is football. You know what I'm saying?
What else?
The NFL. It's like, damn.
What else have you been like escaping to these past couple of
movies? TV, you know, while trying to catch up on shit. I started watching that show, Succession.
Yeah. Love it.
Honestly, I don't like it as much.
Oh, you tripping? That's I didn't like it.
How far did you go?
Almost to the final episode of the first season. Okay. But I heard the second season is getting better. But
how many
seasons
they got? Like three?
I think it's two.
Two. Yeah. I watched Knives Out yesterday.
I fuck with Knives Out. How'd you?
That shit was good.
Yeah, I fuck that with that shit, movie.
The comedy was
so
good.
Hard.
The mystery was good. Yeah. Like, I was like, this is a good movie.
Yeah, that was a great movie. Ron Johnson. That's the dude that did the Star Wars, not the last one that came out. He did The Last Jedi. And that shit got like a lot of hate.
I watched that.
People
I just
like,
watched that.
Yeah, they were like, whatever, whatever. But then he bounced back with this movie.
Yeah, even your boy Craig.
It wasn't that bad to me.
I about to say Craig Mack, nigga. That's not him.
Craig Mack, man. I just think a small fro.
Craig
Robinson.
Or
is his name? Maybe
Daniel
his name
Craig.
Daniel Craig. Yeah, he stole that movie.
He definitely that accent he puts on is fantastic.
Yeah, he stole that movie.
I really like that. And I watched Hollow Man. Not Hollow Man. That's the
Invisible
old joint.
Man.
Invisible Man.
I'm gonna say Invisible Man. I fuck with Invisible
I was
Man.
Almost wishing that, because they barely show the guy who is invisible, like his face at the beginning of the movie, and I was hoping like, yo, please be Kevin Bacon. Like, bring this nigga back as Hollow Man. Fuck it. Like, in Invisible Man.
I enjoyed Invisible Man. I'm not going to lie.
You saw it too?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good up pretty until good. The end.
Oh, yeah, that's what I said.
I thought the end was just like, what?
Yeah.
But the movie as a whole was a fun
watch. I know Elizabeth Moss was acting.
Oh, yeah.
She be acting, dog.
They never end a frame of anything she's in. Not on her face.
Yeah.
Before they always push it. Because she just got one of those sad ass faces.
One of them puppy faces.
Sad ass. Like, she going through something. She just be acting.
You know, there's certain people that just have. I say this all the time in here. I be looking at TV shows or I see somebody and I be like, they be crying.
Yeah.
Some people just got that face. You be like, I know they be in the house balled up with a blanket. Crying about something.
Looking at themselves in the mirror.
It might be a happy cry, but they be crying.
Yeah. I feel like, and then the last thing was Westworld.
Westworld.
Started catching up with that again. That's turning up.
I've been escaping into albums. Listening to all these new albums dropping. The Weeknd, Childish Gambino.
Nice.
They drop albums.
I listened to, as a whole, I listened to Jay-Z and Jay Electronica. Mm-hmm. I said Jay-Z and Jay Electronica's album.
Because Jay-Z was
it's
rapping.
It's pretty much the same. Yo, Jay-Z.
Be rapping, dog.
I'm sorry.
Be rapping.
This nigga murdered Jay Electronica on everything.
Yeah.
On everything.
Everything.
Look, this is why I can disagree.
Why did he let? Why did he call that his album?
J Electronica was rapping too.
He was rapping,
but it was GOAT level. Wait, this far more of a Jay-Z fan. This is the way he rhymes, his double entendres, his voice. This is what he be talking about.
You know what,
like,
I love?
That blinding light shit.
Oh my god,
that's my song.
That's a good song. That's a great song, actually.
I love
that album.
Ghost the Soldier Slim. I love that fucking song.
Jay-Z, man. That's why I was excited for this album. I heard Jay-Z's on majority of it. I'm like, oh yeah.
I thought you were about to say that Jay-Z had something coming. I was about to say, oh, he got a full.
I mean, he just dropped the album.
Well, yeah.
It's honest.
And Cam thought I was trying to fuck on the other day because.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you was trying to fuck?
Yeah, he thought I was trying to fuck.
Yeah. I was getting scared. I'm like, we've been in quarantine for a while. This nigga, what the fuck he doing?
We turned into jail already?
No, we had just ate some food and then, you know what I'm saying? So
okay, that's the beginning of
fucking. That's fuck, the beginning of fucking, yeah. So, you know,
and then my boy Abel Testify dropped the album. I'm about to listen to this. He's like,
Young Weekend.
And then Rome's like, you want me to plug it up to the speaker?
To the speaker.
In his room. I'm like, oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how you get them.
But look, I wasn't. This is normal.
It is normal. But at first.
Damn, I'm disappointed, man. You get scammed left and right.
Listen, first he wanted to go smoke. So I was like, okay. Let him go do a little, get a little puff puff.
Hold on now. You snitching now.
Get a little Chief Keef.
get a little Chief Cool. Then we get in the room. And first off, I ain't tell him to go straight to the bed. I said, sit anywhere in here.
Oh, this nigga went straight to the bed.
He went straight to the bed.
Didn't know. He said,
damn.
He said, sit anywhere. The best seat in the house is this goddamn
bed. And
that's
how a nigga does it too, dog. That's how a nigga
What he ain't see is when I said it, I winked at him. I said, sit anywhere.
This nigga removed all the chairs at his room. Said, but you can sit anywhere.
I definitely didn't see the wink because I would have left.
Dog, this nigga pulled out all.
Oh, it ain't over.
Uh-oh. That would have been the end of the weekend.
Hopefully there was no rimming.
That's another title, a wink end.
A wink end. And then we started playing the album, but I had to pause it real quick. And I was like, you know what? I'm about to go get some tequila. He said, wait, why are you going to get...
Yeah, I'm like, hey, what the fuck going on?
I'm scared.
What the fuck?
I'm scared.
Then this nigga laying on your bed,
he playing
turned
the
on
weekend.
His color lights. So I'm like,
he turned on the stars?
No, I ain't had that. He turned on his color lights.
My little light on the wall.
And then he said he going to get tequila. I'm like, all right, what the fuck going on? And then he closed the door. I said, all right, Rome, what the fuck? I'm like, nah, man, it's getting too sensual, man. Open that door, nigga.
So okay, so it's soft music, The Weeknd.
The Weeknd.
It's night.
It's night.
It's night. It's night.
The only place to sit is on his bed.
I got his belly full. We just ate.
You just gave him some food. This nigga now is getting tequila.
He just smoked a little bit.
I would have fucked. I'm being honest with you. Ryan, just go ahead, take him.
I'm not gonna lie. I was about to call you, but he was there. But overall, the weekend's album was great.
The reason it didn't happen because Rome's not my type.
I like him light skin. Yeah. I like him
as you said last week, middle skin.
I like middle skin. You know.
I kept saying everything he kept doing. Like, wait, this is girls. What you doing?
This is hilarious.
I'm like, Rome.
I was comfortable, nigga.
He got too comfortable.
He been in the house too long.
He got too
Rome. You know, he used to making me
know. Oh no, I'm an introvert now.
He trying to enter your room.
But the album was dope.
What's up.
I fuck with the album. It's a little dark. It's a little dark in some songs. Some songs a little dark.
Is it fun at all? Or is
it's kind of
hell, yeah, because it got an 80s vibe. The song I said
is
from this album. Okay. I said, ride your bike to you. Going to be riding the fuck out.
Yeah, you going to be
bike.
Okay.
I'm telling you. All right.
But, hey, I'm Nolan Sykes, a host of Past Gas, the number one automotive podcast in the world. Every week, my co-hosts, James Pumphrey, Joe Weber, and I bring you some of our favorite stories from the hallowed halls of car history. From the amazing, to the weird, to the utterly unforgettable moments, we cover it all. Join us as we take a look at the wild stories and larger-than-life characters behind legendary cars and car makers. So if you love cars or just like a good story, check out Past Gas by Donut Media, the number one automotive podcast in the world.
Hey, I'm Roy.
And I'm Maul.
And we're the hosts of the new Roy and Maul podcast.
That's right.
I know you're probably listening to a podcast that you actually like right now, and we just interrupted it with an ad.
That's all right. We're here.
And I appreciate if you didn't hit the 15-second skip button.
Listen to our show where we cover topics like music, movies,
yes,
TV shows, which we love to binge watch.
Of course. Just lifestyle stuff.
And give our crazy stories about our day-to-day lives.
Yeah.
Check us out on the new Rory Moore podcast. Listen to wherever you get your podcast and let us know how you're feeling about our show.
And once you're done listening to this podcast that you actually like, maybe you could check us out.
But also, Childish Gambino dropped his album. And, you know, he experimented on it. It's a lot of good songs, but I need to listen. That's one I need to listen to again to fully digest that.
So I only heard what you was playing in the kitchen. So he
dropped the album that he streamed.
That was streamed, yeah. Okay. So I need to fully digest it before I give an opinion. But there's a lot of good songs on there.
Yeah.
But what I also want to talk about with albums, I think because of Corona, it's going to be a lot of great albums dropping at the end of this year or maybe next year because everyone's stuck.
Yeah,
now, ain't no one on tour. So what else they going to do?
Do you think people are going to put Corona into their like music and stuff?
Maybe not like heavy, but they might.
But I'm not even talking about that. And maybe they may mention it, but I'm just saying artists are stuck right now.
Yeah.
All they have to do is make music.
Make music, yeah.
So it's like great albums are going to be come from this virus because everyone's stuck right now.
I'll tell you who won't get an album done.
Dr. Dre.
Oh yeah, he definitely not getting out with that nigga.
Dr. Dre.
But you know why he won't catch Corona? Because he been detoxing for a while.
I'm gonna throw this fucking mic.
That's hilarious, nigga. That's a great joke. Yeah. But also, MIA came out with a song. And that she ain't came out with a song in 3 years. She just came out with a song. MIA, yeah. She put it on her Patreon. It was like something.
She's not pregnant anymore after 3 years.
Wait.
I just remember her being pregnant a lot last time.
She dropped the song.
This is the one good thing like about live. I've been watching a lot of artists live. Like I've seen whatchamacallit, Tyler Creator somewhere where it's snowing. He got this beautiful view making music. Like everyone's making music. I'm like, a lot of great albums are coming.
Yeah.
A lot of great albums
are coming. Room Noise included.
I think some are gonna be disappointing.
Possibly.
Niggas gonna be like, oh, this is what you
room
made.
No, it's not included.
No, it's not included.
But you ain't got no excuse if you're an artist.
Yeah.
You ain't on tour.
Just create.
Right?
Any type of artist.
Anybody. Your painters, rappers, musicians, everybody.
But also what me and Rome were talking about yesterday is, say if we do get out of this corona fairly quickly, summer is going to be crazy.
Because everyone's been locked up.
At the end of February, all through March, if it go through all through spring, summer, you talking about some ass shaking.
you
talking about hot girls.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be
scorching girls.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
it's gonna be bad because
it's gonna be crazy.
When you've been, it's like a parent that's had you locked in all your life. And then you turn 18.
Oh my god,
then you go off to college.
Go off to college, nigga.
That's what it's gonna be like for everyone going off to college during summer.
For sure, flights are already getting booked. People probably already booking flights now.
That's what I was going to say.
In anticipation.
That's the reverse of the doomsday preppers.
Yeah.
Because you know how the doomsday preppers right now, they're super excited.
Yeah.
They're like, I told y'all.
Hoarders and doomsday preppers.
Yeah. Hoarders and doomsday preppers. Excited as fuck. Yeah. Like, we won. We ready. We stocked. We got all this shit. Now, if this shit goes away, the people that are buying tickets now to take flights places or setting their trips up, if it goes away, they're getting the best deal.
Let me tell you where it'll be the craziest.
They're going to be happy.
If this shit somehow goes away before Memorial Day,
Vegas, nigga,
is going to be
Rim Central.
Oh my God.
Rim Central.
Vegas is going to be.
Niggas is going to be like, we back
what's
at
the,
it.
What's the thing in the Bible?
Sodom and Gomorrah.
That's what it's going to be.
Oh my God.
People just going to walk down the street, nothing.
Oh yeah, just nothing on the streets. Day club. All over the streets, just nothing.
People going to come out in the morning. Top of the morning.
And people ain't gonna be mad at the bottom. They're gonna be like, I survived Corona 19.
We were just walking. We were walking the other day, and it was like, it was just a nice day, and I was like, dog, if these days be nice like this in the summer and all that shit, it's gonna be a wrap.
It's gonna be very weird if it's nice days and it's not a wrap. Like the coronavirus still
keeps
yesterday spreading. Was perfect. It like that yesterday morning was beautiful. And then it
even
started
now,
raining later.
But it's like
I think it's supposed to rain tomorrow, and then I think we have like 2 weeks of just sun. Like after that, something.
And my people, Cali, I moved to
my people in DC, man. Like this is the time when the cherry blossoms start popping, yeah. And now people are going to the fucking thing. It's like stay the fuck.
Yeah,
home.
You gotta stay. Yeah,
but
stay
I home. Get it. You want to get the fuck out the house, but
how serious? It sounds like a funny question.
They acting like niggas from Florida right now. Them niggas from Florida don't give a fuck. Even the mayor said, we're not shutting
that
down
ain't
anything.
People from Florida. That's the business.
That's the governor.
How serious should we be taking social distancing? Like, how serious?
I'm telling you right now. Look, I posted this on my story. Now I don't want to pop up. Come on now. Come on, internet.
Come on now.
All right, I'll just read it from here.
Hold on now.
It says, coronavirus explained easily. Karen got infected yesterday, but she won't know until 14 days later. Karen thinks she's healthy and is infecting 10 people per day. Mm. These 10 people think they are okay. They travel, go out, infect 100 people. Mm. These 100 people think they are healthy and keep infecting 1,000 people. No one knows who is okay or who can infect you. Do you understand why it's important to stay home?
Yeah,
it's that easy. Yeah. That's the dangerous part about corona. You could have it and not be feel the effects of it until 2 weeks later. Now you done,
and you might be touch, over it.
You may have interacted with so many people. Now they got it, and that's how it's spreading. So you got to stay away.
Yeah, my thing is just selfish. You're being selfish.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you could say, well, if I get it, what if you touch somebody's grandmother?
Yeah, or anything.
Or
yeah.
Some older person that really.
Yes.
Or some older person, you know. You could be responsible. You could be responsible for killing 20 people.
Duh, that's, you're a murderer.
Kind of like just because you want to go spring break.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Yeah, like you don't think about all the shops people you going to touching. Like, because
somebody, when I was talking to one of my friends, they were like, "Yeah, I'm not even letting people come over my house. I'm like nobody's coming over my house.
You shouldn't.
Why would they want to come over your house? That's what I don't get.
Yeah, because you don't know. Because you, like I said, you just don't
get cabin fever. People don't know. They never had to stay home.
Well, meet up outside. And stand 6 feet apart.
That's not that, but for real.
Go sit down at a bench and y'all sit away from
y'all
each other.
Sit away from each other. But right now just isn't the time. Not for at least another 2-3 weeks. Like you gotta just.
You go into that person's house, you infect that house. Not even a people in the house. You might just infect the house and then somebody else come over, touch that area, get it, take it outside, touch the mailbox, mailman touch it.
And I think the main argument is like,
we need our mail.
Yeah, we do need our mail. The main argument is like, but I don't have anything, but you don't know. Like you just don't know. And it's better to be safe than sorry. We've learned this in the
until
past.
Until we
get these tests.
You know when that's supposed to.
I don't know, but I've seen the test and I don't like it.
I feel like every week there's a new way.
They
say there's a 24-hour test now, or now there's one that could tell in 3 hours, and I don't know if
here's
they're all
my
the
thing.
Same.
This
or...
Don't be selfish, man. Stay home. Like, get over yourself. Like, oh, I'm going to this party. No.
There was an astronaut
that
was in space for 502 days. In isolation by himself, and he did a great interview. He was talking about what he did, and he said he had himself on a schedule because he said what kept him going is knowing that at some point it was going to be over. So we have to tell ourselves, oh shoot, this is temporary, it's going to be over. We don't know of course when, but we do know it's going to be over. So the main thing you need to do is sit your ass down in isolation and don't touch people.
If you throwing parties or going to parties right now,
you're
selfish, man.
You stop.
You're selfish. You're endangering a bunch of people.
Nobody should be throwing a party. You shouldn't even want to throw. Like, that don't even sound right now. You want to throw a party and bring people together in this nonsense.
IG Live.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, me and Cam got birthdays coming up. We going to be here.
Fuck that birthday.
We going to be here. I mean, I appreciate it off your birthday. I'm glad you're here.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. But you're talking about, celebrating is not happening this year. It's just not, we in the house. So that's just what's going on.
Ain't nobody coming over.
No. Because if I get infected on my birthday, then I'll be real mad. Then I'm going to be mad.
I was already on a hangout fast for the rest of March, but now it's going in. Corona and April. Amped it up some more. Like,
So if y'all want to see me on my birthday, I'll be on live. That's where you're going to see me on IG live.
Rome definitely going to be on live on his birthday.
Because Aries, our season done.
All you, everybody that got birthdays.
Pisces and Aries. Yeah.
I'm ready for someone to invite me a birthday dinner. No.
No. Can't do it right now. You just can't. Nope. You can't. Can't do it right now.
And then, you know, they're talking about this. I don't want to cause fear or nothing, but they're talking about that it can mutate. You know what I'm saying? Like, it might be mutating already.
Into what?
I don't know.
Like an X-Men?
Kinda. Cyclops.
Oh, shit.
No, but it's something just, worse?
Yeah. It could mutate. Like, in China, they're saying another corona started now.
Oh, yeah. I remember that was trending. It said Corona 2.
Yeah.
Coronavirus 2.
It's the sequel. It's
like, yeah. You know.
It's the junior.
It's the junior.
It's the child of the first corona.
But the only way it's going to stop if y'all sit y'all ass down. Yeah,
sit y'all ass down.
It's just interesting, man. It's crazy that it's not humans. It's not, you know, governments or anything. Yeah. It's invisible. a visible disease that can bring down nations.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about this, though. The main thing that needs to happen is the stimulus package. I think they need to suspend rent and bills.
Yeah.
It's another country that just did it. I forgot. I just saw it. They suspended their bills, all rent, and everything for 3 months.
I think it was Italy, right?
I don't think it was Italy. It was another country that just
Oh, no, Canada. Is it Canada?
I don't think so. It was somebody. I just saw it. I forgot. But they suspended their things for 3 months. That's what we need. Because there's so many people affected by that can't go to work.
Because right now they said that you can't be evicted, you can't be,
and that's good.
But the thing is, once it comes back, they're not, they're still saying you gotta pay that shit back,
and that's what I'm saying. Like, nah, this needs to be suspended or something, because like slumlords gonna use this as advantage that they've been trying to get, you know, people kicked out of certain places. Right. They're gonna like, well, you know, here's your bill, you can't pay, get out, because they need to get paid too. Like, that's they live in, some people, their real estate and properties. But some way we gotta figure this out, because if we gotta stay home, then like, a lot of people are affected by that, especially people that live paycheck to paycheck. They will not have rent.
Imagine people that are supposed to retire this year.
Damn.
They hold pension accounts on this year. Like,
they were about to tell, all right, so y'all, it's going to be my last week. Yeah. I'm excited. You know,
excited, so, man.
I'm
going to
get these last couple days
hey,
in.
Hey, Frank, man, you the man, hey, dog. Yeah, like, yeah, take care, man. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to need you to leave extend, work.
Yeah.
And, we don't know when we're coming back.
Fuck!
Yeah, I seen this lady crying yesterday. She said she had to lay off 90% of her staff in the restaurant.
Damn.
She was crying. She like, I just feel so, because these people need, I'm like, damn, man.
Yeah, people are, and like, shout out to the, like, I know people that are nurses and stuff like that. Oh, they're having to be, they're in the fire because they can get affected. It just like that. They might already have it, probably already.
You know what goes a long way, though? Hit all your people that you, I hit up all my friends that are nurses that, you know, thank you for what y'all doing and just checking on them, seeing how they feel. And a lot of them like, we just exhausted, man.
Yeah.
We're exhausted.
My friend sent me a picture. Her hand was wrinkly and ashy from having to like keep washing and
she's a nurse.
Yeah, hours are going overtime, and like, I'm like, fuck, man.
They running out of supplies too, like masks and stuff. Certain places, it's crazy.
So I'm like,
and there's a theory that a lot of people say once a disease circulates, that it becomes shit. What's the word for it? I forgot the word for it, but it there's a way that it kind of it just circulates until it goes away. I forgot the proper term for it, but it circulates throughout population. But they were like, if you're waiting for that to happen, it has to get through, they say, a certain amount of population, like 60% of the world, right? Which is like 4 billion people, which out of that, if 1% is dying, that's like...
That's a lot of people.
Millions of people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And if it goes up to what it is now, like 2-something, that's even more, you know, people that could die. We're not... We can't wait for that, basically.
No.
We can't wait for that. So the next thing, that the best thing to happen is if this vaccine pops off.
Vaccine.
They need a vaccine.
And social distancing.
Yeah, social distancing. Until we have a vaccine, we're going to need all the social distancing in the world.
Yeah.
So that's what it is, man.
All right, y'all. Well,
man, we don't got nothing better to talk about before we leave?
Yeah, I was about to say one more thing.
Oh, okay, cool.
Now that you are at home, make sure... That, I mean, I get it. You know, you might not have nobody coming over and stuff like that, but you still got a manscape. You know what I'm saying? You just do it for yourself.
Come on,
you know what I'm saying?
Now.
Like, do it for your own. As a matter of fact, it passes time. You know, you can do some designs now.
Yeah.
You got that grill. You can do some artwork in your pubes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, fellas, like, get your manscape, because manscape's still rolling. They still sending out stuff. So, like, Make sure you use our code, that's DORM20, to get your Manscaped on. They got the brand new blades out, you know what I'm saying? So go ahead, they got the Lawnmower 3.0. We started with a 2.0. 3.0 works even better. It got the ultra light.
I haven't tested it out yet.
It's got the light at the bottom, like, you know, so if you want to practice in the dark, if you want to. I mean, I wouldn't advise it, but, like, it's there if you want to do it.
I don't know.
So get your Manscaped on and, like, I think this is the time to do it. Like, you ain't never done it before. This is the time.
It's
like,
really hard to groom yourself right now. You can't go to a barbershop. You
can't go to a barbershop.
You know, you can't really do so. You might as well take care of the things you can.
Yep.
Shave your balls.
Shave your balls.
You know, maybe your thighs. Some people got hair thigh meat.
Come on, hair thigh meat.
That's what I'm
saying. Oh, that reminds me. Hair thigh meat reminds me.
What?
Pubes. Somebody who should have been using Manscaped. Allegedly, Jamal Murray. So,
what?
Jamal Murray of the Denver Nuggets. Jamal Murray of the Denver Nuggets. My homie hit me. He said,
"You sound like a cousin."
He was like, "You see this?" He was like, "You see this? This Jamal Murray shit?" I said, "What you talking about?" I click on the link, and he was trending on Twitter, just number one for like a little bit, maybe right below Corona, but. I look and I'm like, what's going on? All I've seen is, oh man, shout out to his girl, MVP. And I'm like, what's going on? What is this? I was like, what video am I missing? But basically, allegedly, he accidentally uploaded him getting head from his girl on his IG story.
His girl?
His girl. It was his girl. Okay, IG story.
Okay.
Immediately deleted his IG account. Said he got hacked. Because you know, that's the first thing people go to got hacked. His girl came on Twitter and was like, if you have the video, please delete it. And I'm sorry. I am sorry, but the internet ain't shit.
Ain't deleting shit. Are you crazy?
The internet ain't shit because when I up under that tweet, it is thousands of tweets saying, you belong to the streets now. Dog. I'm in there.
You belong to the streets
It's
now.
Over for you. We got it already.
Yo. I'm assuming his pubes are crazy or something.
Yeah, that's what everybody was talking about. Somebody's pubes.
Great plug.
I was like, and I was like, he should have used Manscaped. Like, you got
Come
it.
On,
he should have
man.
Used Manscaped.
Don't get Jamal Murray.
You should have used.
Get Manscaped.
Now, allegedly, he was hacked. I don't know. But the girl is this white girl. She used to play volleyball for Kentucky or whatever.
It was a white girl.
Yeah, white girl, volleyball from Kentucky. And like I said, people were going in, they were like, yeah, it's you belong to the streets now. That video is ours. But because they was like, even though it was probably up for maybe a couple of minutes, maybe it could have been longer, but internet, you know.
The fact that it's a white girl makes me a little less sympathetic.
I was laughing so hard because people ain't shit. It was girls up under saying, nah, ma'am. Like, we got it.
Nah, ma'am.
Yeah, we got it.
Oh,
yeah,
ain't gonna be no sympathy when you white.
Yeah, it was like,
oh,
not
from Black Twitter.
But here's the thing. And then a lot of people were like, it's just head. Why y'all tripping? Actually, she was doing a great job. I seen the video. Solid.
She was doing a great job.
Solid.
Well, then more credit to her. She'll get through it. I mean, you giving hand to a basketball player?
Yeah, basketball player. And that's your girl.
In the NBA?
They together? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you fine. And you getting through all the weeds.
Yeah, it ain't like,
weeds,
it ain't like nobody was cheating or nothing like that.
It's not shocking. She a volleyball player. She know her way around balls.
All right. Yeah. Well, there we go. Come on. That's how we end the topic
that
right
nigga
there.
Is jerking off them jokes.
Jerking off them jokes.
Spike that joke.
Spike
that joke.
Corona what? Yeah.
Slick my ass.
Spike that joke.
Rim my ass. Rim my ass.
Just so y'all know, don't listen to no music in Rome Room.
Man,
God,
man, come
hilarious.
On, listen, my room, dog. It's nice in there. I just switched my room around too. Oh yeah, we can get it now,
ladies. You know what the move is now. Don't come over with no Belly chairs pool. In this room. You know what it is.
No, it'd be funny. You just see a nigga pushing chairs out of his room, kicking.
I got a girl coming over.
You be like, sit wherever you want. All you got is his lap.
No, it's just him by himself in his room. Sit wherever you want.
Sit wherever you want.
Yo, but we got shit coming out.
We got shit coming out, man.
Room Noise, season 2. Please look out for that, ladies and gentlemen. We're still trying to give y'all content during these times.
We're going
to
chop up more content for the TikTok, for the IGs, for the Twitter, all that.
We back on it, 100. We back on it.
You know, we're going to try to give y'all some sketches in between. We're working on other stuff. But since we got time, you know, y'all bear with us. We got time. We'll see
you. March 29th.
March 29th is Room Noise.
Yeah. This Sunday, we drop a Room Noise. And we might hop on live and maybe even do a live Room Noise for y'all.
Yeah.
We'll discuss how we get that done. But we got promo. Make sure you follow Room Noise Show on IG.
Yep.
As well as Dormtainment, everything.
And TikTok now. You follow us at Dormtainment TV on TikTok.
TikTok, please.
We still uploading on there. Like, all the stuff that we used to be afraid to upload from our phones just because we felt like it wasn't of good quality or whatever, everything going up.
Everything going up. But there's been some good videos we did.
It's been good videos. But even now, I think people are just excited that
they
we're just
want to hear from you.
Yeah, because even the video I posted last night with me and Cam just in the kitchen dancing to Cooking, like, that got views, 100-some, 200-some comments. Nice. Like, people just want to talk and see.
TikTok specifically.
No, that was IG. That was IG. And then I put it on TikTok. Like,
I still say the Jagged Edge Challenge is one of the funniest.
Oh, no, that's great.
To me. Like, that is hilarious. Yeah, no,
Jagged Edge Challenge is funny.
The COVID-19, the one where Mike shot.
That was one of y'all shot each other.
But yeah, some good shit.
Kevin Hart just released another story, so y'all can go check it out.
Nice. Check out Kevin Hart. What else is good? Check out those shows we were talking about.
Yeah, check out those shows. Oh, man. The Lil Diggy show, I'm in there now.
I saw the trailer for it.
I'm in there now.
And it looked really good.
I'm in there now. Four episodes in. Last episode, hilarious. Fourth episode.
It was really funny.
Yeah, it was really funny. It was really well.
What type of humor is it? Is it like outlandish?
You know, Lil Diggy kind of dry. It's some outlandish shit in there.
That's happening.
I just want to say one joke because it's funny. One joke. They went to this big party and he's with his white friend, redhead dude. Don't really know nothing about rap. It was like a hip hop party. Okay. So of course, Lil Diggy knows it. And he got cameos from everybody in there. Young Thug, Gunna, YG, like there's a bunch of people in there. And Young Thug's actually a decent actor.
Really? Was he talking like a grandma?
No, he didn't have his grandma on. But so they get back from this party the next morning, and the guy is trying to be his Lil Dicky's manager, and Lil Dicky's like, why should you be my manager? He was like, cause I'm making connect with all the industry people. He was like, I met Ty Dillerson last night, and then like Lil Dicky was like, who? He was like, Ty Dillerson, he's a big guy in the industry, you should know him. Lil Dicky said, Ty Dolla Sign? He said, oh, I just threw it all together. I thought it was Ty Dillerson. I was in there.
Ty Dillerson?
Yeah, I was like, that's funny. but it's a good show. Check it out. I think it's called Dave on FX and Hulu and stuff. But I think we are wrapped for today. Mm. Check out everything. Follow us on everything. We'll be updating stuff as we go. The YouTube community, all that stuff. IG, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok.
Hit the bell on this. Right? Do they still have the bell? They have the bell, right?
Make sure you hit the bell on Comedy Trap House.
Comedy Trap House. Hit the bell from Dormtainment if you haven't.
Yep.
And hit the bell for
IG. And IG. Wherever you can hit a bell at.
Hit that bell.
Hit the bell.
Hit the bell. Subscribe. All that. We need y'all. Appreciate y'all.
All right, y'all. We love y'all, and we'll see you next week. Peace.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I Angie.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.